studs. Studs.
It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97. Well, not live at all. We're on vacation.
Right.
But I just wanted to let you know that Sam and Arsenio are here.
Yes, Arsenio.
Yeah, the dog pound.
Live from Los Angeles, it's Arsenio Hall and Sam Phillips on 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Can I talk? Can I talk?
Talk, baby, talk.
No, you talk. Hey, wasn't there a song, Talk, Baby, Talk? No. Shake, baby, shake, baby. Yeah, never mind.
Arsenio
and Sam.
How you
doing? How you doing, girl?
I'm doing good.
Is it early? It felt like the show started early.
They tricked us. Oh, I actually was on the way to the restroom. And
uh-oh.
I had to double back.
Uh-oh.
But here I am, crossing my legs.
So you,
because we have a hot in-studio guest with
yes,
us tonight.
And you're about to act like a drunk in front of him because you can't stand still.
That's very true. I'm going to be teetering and tottering, but it's just because I have to go potty.
Uh-oh.
But,
sure.
But the normal people that call Miles L. Berman teetering and tottering are assuredly drunk, and they're in trouble. Because he's the Top Gun DUI defense attorney, Miles L. Berman, in studio with Arsenio and Sam, filling in for the boys, Conway and Whitman.
Yeah!
That's right.
Taking a common man's hero.
We're taking all your drunk driving calls. Any questions for Miles L. Berman? If you're in trouble, here's your opportunity to ask a question. 520-9710-888-520-9710. Handsome Miles, good to have you back with us.
Thanks, Sam. Good to be here.
Now, I'm starting to think this is a trend, that you're picking Arsenio and Sam to always come on the show.
Well, we do have some good hours and great callers.
You know what I just realized, though?
What?
We're always the ones filling in on the holidays, and that's when Miles does all of his business.
Oh, there's marketing involved in this. You know, I have your number right under AAA laminated in my trunk.
Ah, good.
And I got drunk one night and I couldn't open the trunk.
I'm going to give you a card. You put it in your wallet.
You. Oh, thank you, sir.
And if anybody wants Miles L. Berman's number, it's 888-4 Top Gun, because he's the Top Gun defense attorney, Miles L. Berman. 888-4 TOPGUN. So, Miles, Thanksgiving's coming up in a couple of days.
It is. It is. Ask me what's new in DUI.
Okay, what's new in DUI?
Hey, great question. You know, I just started blogging on my website, and I put up a blog today. The Salinas, California Police Department, in their checkpoint, is giving away anywhere between, this is for Thanksgiving,
right,
giving away anywhere between 150 and 300 turkeys for those people who pass their field sobriety test.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't
so
it
they're
kind
giving
of,
away turkeys? Now, are these like little tiny turkeys or these big-ass turkeys?
I don't know, but what I think,
you know, Sam, she wants the weight.
I want the big-ass
turkey.
She's
very specific.
It's all about big, babe, big.
You like the drumsticks, huh?
Oh, honey. The thighs, the breasts. The breast
the
does
front.
Me. All
well,
right, so
well,
they're giving away free turkeys.
They are. And what I was wondering is that in California, you have the right to evade or avoid a checkpoint.
Ooh.
So,
but don't you look guilty when you do that?
Well, the cops always look for people who try to avoid the checkpoint and
right.
use that as some type of pretext to
right.
Actually, they look for any other vehicle code violation to pull somebody over. But what I think they should do is that for those people who avoid the checkpoint, the cops should give them a chicken.
You know,
you're
with the
clever,
with the writer's strike, we really need Miles L. Berman.
Yeah, we need your material, dude.
Thank
and not
you.
Just your services.
I have to give credit where credit is due. I made that up.
You did?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. We've got Miles L. Berman, comedian in studio, also Top Gun DUI defense attorney, taking all your alcoholic drunk driving calls, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. And don't let me mislead you. He cannot help you if you're an alcoholic, but he can help you not plead guilty, because friends don't let friends plead guilty.
Hey, correct. Miles, you mentioned that website. What is it?
TopGunDUI.com.
Ah,
gotcha. I'm writing it down.
So that's
which means Sam is writing it down.
Yeah, I'm writing it. So your blog is on there, Miles?
Yeah, I just started blogging today.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm coming into the... I've been on the web since 94.
It's so funny. Actually, Missy Wilson, your account exec, said you don't like the internet very much. So I cannot believe that you're blogging now. That's
well,
funny.
What
she says you barely answered
before,
email.
That's before
email.
Al Gore. Was Al Gore on or you first?
Which, no. Well, I thank Al Gore. He was the one who created the internet for guys like me.
Yes.
according to him. What I don't like is emailing. Communication, for me, emailing. I get hundreds of emails a day.
It takes so long to type back. No, for me, I'm like the peck and poke girl.
Don't know how to type.
No, I don't. But it's a lot easier to just, you know, spit out a couple of sentences and hang up the phone.
Can you text message?
No, I don't even have that ability on my phone.
Do you? But I know you have a cell phone.
Yes, I do.
I know, because you call me on
your
cell
phone.
You know what? Yes. Can I tell you that I have Miles L. Berman's cell phone number now? So I'm beyond the 888-4 Top Gun.
But you know, you're so careful about drinking. You would never have to call him unless you wanted a date.
Oh, my God. Are you single or are you married, Miles?
No, I've been married for, I'll be 26 years
in
December.
You know, why are all the good ones
taken? I'm in a threesome.
Thank
a threesome,
you.
I mean.
Yes, I'm sure Mrs. Berman will really appreciate that. All right, we have Miles L. Berman, Top Gun DUI defense attorney in studio with Arsenio and Sam filling in for the boys Conway and Whitman. Taking all of your drunk driving calls, 520-9710. 888-520-9710. Well, let's just get to the questions, Miles, because the phones are lit. We got Kitty on the 405 freeway. You're on Arsenio and Sam with Miles L. Berman. Hey, beautiful.
Hi, dear. How are you?
Pretty good.
I first want to say, Arsenio, I absolutely adore you.
Thank you.
Of course. You know, my favorite movie, I know this is probably corny, but Coming to America.
No, you know,
I love you.
Wait a minute. I did that movie so people could laugh and enjoy it. It's not corny. I'm happy that I made you laugh. And I'm glad that you're sober because Miles L. Berman is here.
Oh, I don't drink. My grandmother actually died from alcohol on my birthday, so I'm an avid non-drinker.
Ooh, wow.
But I wanted to ask Miles, what is the statute of limitations as far as when someone gets a DUI, how long does it take for it to actually come off your record? And I know they recently made the DUI laws a lot stricter.
To your second question, yes, about making the DUIs a lot stricter. Your first question, how long it stays on your record. This is what we tell people. Uh-huh. Right now, it stays on your record for 10 years.
Oh.
However, a few years ago, it was 7 years, and they were trying to make it lifetime. And they compromised and made it 10 years.
Okay.
I believe that within the next 4 or 5 years or so, it's going to be lifetime. Kind of like the three strikes law. So it's going to stay on your record forever.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and you know, do you specialize just in California?
That's where I'm licensed. I'm also licensed in another state, but our offices, we primarily take California cases.
Your offices are in L.A., Ventura, and Orange County.
Correct.
Oh, very cool, very cool. Yeah, unfortunately, my husband's mother was murdered by a drunk driver, but because of the laws in Iowa, the statute of limitations ran out, and she didn't even get a slap on the wrist, and he grew up without a mom.
Sorry to hear that.
It's just a frightening thing, but I love you guys. I'm so tickled to hear you guys on the radio. Sam, you are phenomenal. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you for calling.
What a pleasant
Coming
person.
To America, too. We replace Eddie with Sam.
I love Kitty.
That I would definitely go see many times over.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Kitty.
And tell your husband we said hello. God bless.
I will. Bless you guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'd do her with my strap on.
Yes, I would.
Uh-oh.
Pretty little kitty.
The engineer's gone nuts.
All right, we got Miles L. Berman, Top Gun DUI defense attorney in studio with us, taking all your drunk driving calls, 520-9710. Any question you have for Top Gun DUI defense attorney Miles L. Berman, 888-520-9710. We got Freeman in West Covina. You're on Arsenio and Sam filling in for the boys Conway and Whitman. Hi, buddy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man, good.
What's going on,
Miles?
On the studios, you guys are doing all right out there?
Yeah, we're just chilling, doing a little radio show, buddy.
I just got a quick question for Mr. Berman. As far as one of the three chemical tests, I know you have the option blood, breath, or urine, correct?
It used to be three. It used to be blood, breath, and urine, but because we've been beating urine cases so much, the state knocked it out, and so now it's just breath or blood after you get arrested.
So the urine, you don't have that choice anymore?
Not for alcohol, no.
Okay, so my question now is are you required to take one of those two? Can you refuse both of those two tests?
Well, after you're arrested, you need to take, you have a choice of a blood or a breath. And if you don't take it, I mean, people have the right to revoke their consent or they can refuse. However, the punishment is greater in the event that you're convicted of DUI, as well as with the DMV, if they, when they will attack your license, the penalties are greater. For example, on a first offense with the DMV, you'll lose it for 4 months on without a refusal. With a refusal, you can lose it up to a year.
Wow.
Actually, you'll lose it for a flat-out year with the DMV, with no privilege to drive to and from work or nature and scope of your employment. However, having said that, that doesn't mean that just because a person refuses, they're either under the influence or they're going to be convicted or lose their license with the DMV.
Okay. So I have a couple of friends that are police officers out in the Inland Empire.
We represent a lot of...
What they tell me is if they, you know, I guess the departments, some of the departments are kind of old school out there. And if you refuse any one of the, you know, blood or breath tests, they'll actually force blood out of you. They'll get a few officers to hold you down, and they'll force blood out of you.
You know, it's funny you mention that. We represent a lot of police officers, and
Thank you, Freeman. Police officers
actually refer a lot of cases to us. It's funny how their attitude changes when they're sitting across from me in my office as opposed to opposing us when they're in court. But, yeah, there are jurisdictions that are notorious for holding people down, three or four people, cops holding people down, and then sticking a needle in their arm and drawing blood.
Yeah, wow, that's serious. Can't you claim that's assault?
You know, it's a good theory. Never thought about
that. It's assault. You're being assaulted by four people.
Here's what the law is.
Okay.
The law
is... Yeah, you're the Top Gun DUI defense attorney. You know everything.
It has to shock the procedure, what they do, because it's a search and it's a seizure of the person's body fluids. Ooh. It has to shock the conscience of the court. So we have yet to find a court, an appellate court or a Supreme Court, that says that when the officers hold somebody down and stick a needle in their arm, that
clearly, they're not conservative courts. No.
You know, surprisingly, as the laws go on and get tougher and tougher, many conservative judges actually are seeing that this is going too far.
Wow.
Yeah. So that lets you know how far it's already gone.
Wow. All right. We're taking all your questions here on Arsenio and Sam. We have Miles Elberman in studio with us, Top Gun DUI defense attorney, 520-9710-888-520-9710. Or if you just want to call Miles at his office. Everybody, put this number into your cell phones because you never know when you're going to need it. It could be tonight, it could be tomorrow, and it could be Thanksgiving.
Hopefully it won't be tonight, but take it anyway.
It's 888-4, TOPGUN. Again, 888-4. Top Gun.
And 888, the number 4, TOPGUN.
Okay, Tom, I get it. I got it. Okay, or you can check out his website, TopGunDUI.com. Right, Miles?
That's correct.
Okay,
does Tom have that? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if Tom can say it as good as I did.
Because friends don't let friends plead guilty.
All right, we got Lewis in Ontario, and we have full phone lines for you, Miles, just to let you know.
Oh, thank you.
It's not every day that happens. All right, Lewis, you're on Arsenio and Sam, filling in for the boys Conway and Whitman, and we have Miles L. Berman taking your questions.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my question. I got a question. I got arrested 2 weeks ago. I went to a club, and yes, I was drunk, but after the club, I decided that, you know, I was drunk, and I just went into my car and asleep. An hour later, the police came, and they saw me, and bottom line is I got a DUI. How that works?
You know, it's interesting and sad at the same time. And first of all, obviously, give us a call tomorrow at 888-4 Top Gun. I could say that pretty well too.
Yeah, you can. I think you say it better than all of us.
Wow.
No, you guys impressive. Say it great. It's fine. here's the thing: you still are being prosecuted for DUI. They can't put a DUI on you. But you think about it logically. Here's a gentleman who realizes he believes he may be impaired. And by the way, whether or not somebody's impaired and whether or not somebody, the government can prove that person is impaired or under the influence are two separate concepts. You know, in your particular case, right off the top of my head, there doesn't appear to be any evidence of driving other than what you say. But without getting into or what you told the police, but without getting too much in detail, think of how unfair it is. somebody goes out, they realize they're driving, they realize that, you know what, it'd be safer to pull over and sleep it off on the side of the road.
That's being responsible, and yet you're getting punished?
Absolutely is being responsible. But, you know, the cops, you know, they don't care about that because
they have a quota. They always say that.
You went right to where I was going. They have numbers.
I knew it. They always say that they don't.
You can start with checkpoints. Now, we're going to have a ton of checkpoints the next 4 or 5 days or 3 or 4 days or whatever it is between now and Sunday night. These checkpoints are funded by local, state, and federal government. They need to have results in order to justify having the checkpoints. They get the more checkpoints, the more arrests they have, the more justification they have for this particular checkpoint and future checkpoints. So, yes, they got to show results. There are other police officers as well who have individual quotas for themselves because they like to get awards and they like to get recognized. And most importantly, they get paid overtime when they're off their shift and they process a person or they're testifying in court. As everybody knows, most DUI cases occur during the nighttime hours.
Right.
However, when they testify in court, it's the daytime hours, and they get time and a half.
I mean,
we've had cases where the officer's making anywhere between 30 and 40% of his income on overtime. So, you know, it's big business for
everybody. Yeah, I was going to say, it's a racket. It almost sounds like a racket.
It is.
Hey, Miles, you've become kind of famous in your world. When police stop you, do they know who Miles L. Berman is? You ever had a confrontation like that?
You know, I haven't been stopped, knock on wood, and I probably will tonight if they know where the station is located. But, I mean, I got plenty of people who could attest to the fact that my speech isn't slurred. I may have an accent, but it's not slurred. I get along very well with police. When I see them, either socially, I support my local police department, I support other police departments. The police are there to protect all of us. I don't want any drunk drivers on the road.
Right.
They know that I'm doing my job. I know that they're doing their job. Nothing is personal. So I lecture to police officers. Many different police departments come and I have mock trials and participate. I show them how to testify better in court.
Wow.
It actually makes it a little bit easier for us if they know what they're doing because we can get right to it because the bottom line is that field sobriety test. Arsenio, have you ever seen anybody driving down the street with their eyes closed, their head tilted back, and they're trying to touch their finger to their nose?
Never.
How about you, Sam? Have you ever seen somebody while they're driving?
Oh, Stevie Wonder one time. It was in a parking lot, Ralph's parking lot. Yeah. We were just joking around.
But he wasn't.
I tried it once, but
you're
I was
right,
stoned.
You're right. Okay.
So
you were right.
There's no connection between field sobriety exercises and being under the influence of alcohol. So, you know, we have nothing to fear by teaching officers how to testify correctly in court.
All right. So we had Lewis in Ontario. Buddy, my suggestion for you, my friend, is called 888-4- Top Gun, okay? 888-4-T-O-P-G-U-N. Call that number tomorrow, Lewis, all right?
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
We appreciate the call.
So police never pull you over and just tie you up for fun and try to take a fluid out of your body?
No.
It's Miles. Let's get some fluid.
No,
all right.
No, I'm actually a pretty good. Well, I would say I'm a pretty good driver. I used to be a pretty good driver. I'm getting worse as I get older.
Do you need glasses?
Not to drive, no. I'm
gotcha.
Fine. But it just seems like everybody's passed me by nowadays.
See,
I got stopped
those
one
kids.
Night. One night they stopped me for going too slow.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, I wasn't doing
anything.
I can
understand that.
Yeah, they thought something was suspicious because I was actually doing a little bit under the speed limit.
Wow.
And
well,
we
you
talk,
know, sometimes
you know?
You know, sometimes when you're really, really drunk and you get behind the wheel of your car, you're extra careful about driving, and then you end up driving in slow-mo, mm-hmm. and you can still get yourself caught.
You ever see a station wagon behind you, and that luggage rack and ski rack kind of looks like a cop? Are those lights or are those suitcases?
You know what that's called? That's what? Called what? Black and white fever, and this isn't a racial kind of thing.
No, but I have that, too.
Because I know you somehow get into that.
I like
so
Pamela
let's get
Anderson
into that.
And I have black and white fever. I'm afraid of cops. You know, both.
Black and white fever is when you got a squad car behind you, and people get nervous when there's a squad car behind you. And police know that when they pull behind somebody and they're following them, that person's going to make some kind of mistake. It's just the way it is.
I also have black and white jungle fever, which means I like white cops.
You know? in the right kind of case, we might be able to use that.
let's jot it down.
Write that down.
Put it in your legal briefs.
Taking notes.
Hey, put your pants back on.
Because we've got Top Gun DUI defense attorney Miles L. Berman in studio with us. Arsenio Hall, Sam Phillips filling in for the boys, Conway and Whitman, taking all your DUI calls, 520-9710, 888-520-9710, or just call the offices. There's offices in L.A., Ventura, and Orange County. That number is 888, the number 4, Top Gun, 888-4-T-O-P-G-U-N. More calls for you, Miles. There's just so many. Rob in Santa Monica, you're on Arsenio and Sam with Miles L. Berman. Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was just calling to say if he's giving turkeys away for people who pass the sobriety test. I've done designated driving when I was in high school and college for my friends, and I always made sure they got home safe. And when they said they told their parents they were going to go drink, and they asked who was driving, they said Rob. Then he said they didn't care what time they got home, and they'd get home safe 5 o'clock in the morning. So
that's a good friend. That's a real good friend.
Well, actually, it's what made me get my license was one of them I didn't go with, and he got killed, and I stopped my license shortly after that and made sure my friends were protected. So what are designated drivers getting these days? Are they going to get a turkey too?
You know, I don't know of any. Why don't you give Mothers Against Drunk Driving a call and see if they can somehow give awards to designated drivers. I mean, they'd be very good at that. They know how to promote the safe driving or trying. As a matter of fact, it's because of groups like Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and I take my hat off to them. They know how to put the squeeze on legislatures and Congress throughout the legislatures throughout the country and the U.S. Congress, and that's why the laws are getting so tough. The federal government is withholding monies to the states unless the states comply with the federal guidelines, and that is 0.08 for every state in the union. And finally, I think every state in the union now has 0.08 as is the legal limit.
Hey, Miles, what about the celebs that are getting busted for DUIs? What is going on? They're like in and out of jail in minutes, hours. Why?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting.
Lindsay and Nicole Richie, what is going on?
Well,
how come that doesn't happen to the average everyday person?
First of all, it does, but I think the celebrities have had a tremendous string of bad luck you know, lately. But every time a celebrity gets arrested for DUI,
I do get calls. Okay, good.
Oftentimes, celebrities, there's this, and I don't know why, but the people around them tell them that they should go into court and plead guilty, and somehow that will help your image with the public, take responsibility, et cetera. Paris Hilton is a perfect example. She should never have pled guilty in her first DUI. That stuff never would have happened. I don't believe there would have been a jury that would have convicted her because based on the evidence, at least that I saw. But nevertheless, you know, she ended up pleading guilty, and it really exacerbated the problem, what happened afterwards.
Right.
But I don't talk about the celebrities that we've represented.
Clearly, because confidentiality and whatnot.
Correct.
So if you're a celebrity and you want Miles L. Berman's number and you're going to be busted for a DUI, put this into your cell phone. It's 888-4-TOP-GUN. 888-4 T-O-P-G-U-N. Or go to TopGunDUI.com and check out Miles's blog. Where are the checkpoints that they're giving away turkeys again?
In Salinas, California.
Salinas.
Yeah, so if anybody wants a free turkey, and I think it may have happened already.
So if you pass a checkpoint and you're not drunk, you get a turkey.
Yes.
But wow. We should check the date.
It could have. It's either yesterday or today. I think it was tonight. So I don't know how they came up with that idea, but...
I like the chicken if you run, and they'll throw it at your car.
Yeah, no, if you don't go through the checkpoint, right. You choose to exercise your constitutional right, and take the turnoff, you should get a chicken.
Yeah, I dig that. Okay, we have Eddie in L.A. You're on Arsenio and Sam filling in for the boys, Conway and Whitman. We have Miles L. Berman in studio with us. Hey, Eddie, turn down your radio.
My radio's off.
Okay, good.
I have a question for Miles. I have 2 DUIs already. I was just wondering if there's any way to get them off of my record.
You've been convicted on both?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, there's ways to get the convictions off a criminal record. You know, give us a call tomorrow at 888. What's that number again?
4 Top Gun.
Yeah, that's
888, the number 4, T-O-P-G-U-N.
Oh, I love the way you say
that. I got that written down. I've heard it a bunch of times already.
Yeah, there's a procedure to go through. It's called an expungement. It'll stay on your DMV record. It'll stay on your driving record.
Well, the reason I ask is is because I was going to school to be an EMT, and I can no longer do that now.
Yeah, see, this is the problem. We get people who either want to be police officers or EMTs or doctors or lawyers or anybody, teachers, anybody who's licensed by the state, and it's a big problem.
It ruins your record.
Well, yeah, but then again...
It did ruin my record, let me tell you. I mean, I went through so much through those DUIs. You never know.
Yeah, it changed your life. I mean, it ruins other people's lives. You know,
definitely did ruin my life.
You're on the beginning end, but there's people who are working, you know, 20 years, 30 years, making great money, having great jobs, and convicted of DUI, boom, you know,
they lose everything.
The house.
It did.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Your wife, your kids...
I don't have any kids, but...
See, there's still time, Eddie.
I hope not.
Oh, well, then none for you, my friend.
And by the way,
letting you go.
If you're drunk, you're less likely to have a kid.
Really?
So make a decision.
Do you think?
I think it...
Because, you know, if you smoke pot, I think you have more chances of having a girl.
Yeah, I think if you're drunk, you just end up falling asleep and you never get to capitalize on that.
Okay.
It's like, I'm going to tear it up, baby.
We're taking all your DUI questions. We have Top Gun DUI defense attorney Miles L. Berman in studio. Arsenio and Sam filling in for the boys, Conway and Whitman, 520-9710. 888-520-9710. David in Orange County, you're on Arsenio and Sam with Miles L. Berman. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, man.
Hey.
I just wanted to call out a question. I was detained for DUI about a year and a half ago. The case was dismissed, but the DMV had already found me guilty, and I wanted to know if there's any way I could get that off my record.
Did you have a lawyer represent you?
Yes, I did, and I don't know what happened. The papers never got filed to appeal with the DMV before the deadline.
Yeah, you were not lawfully arrested. What happened in your case, and you shouldn't have lost the DMV. What happened in your case was that you were arrested, and then sometime after you were arrested, there was a problem with the case. The cops didn't want to get sued, so they reviewed your case, and they determined that what transpired to you was a detention, not an arrest. And you got a letter indicating that it was a detention. Am I correct so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the issues with the DMV is that you were properly placed under arrest for driving under the influence. So if the cops are saying you weren't arrested, you were detained, they shouldn't have been able to meet that. The DMV shouldn't have been able to meet that element. Then you had a year to reopen. So I don't know if your year has passed, and it sounds like it may have. And this is why it's so important that when somebody gets arrested for DUI, that they hire the best DUI lawyer they can find.
Like Miles L. Berman, Top Gun DUI defense attorney.
Listen, that'd be nice. Realistically, you know, we're not for everybody. And we don't represent
everybody.
And there's
only one Miles. I mean, how can you represent all of LA?
I got a great team. I got a great team.
Okay,
we got a tremendous team. But what you just told me is basic. Anybody who knows about DUI and does this on a regular basis would know what I just told you. So, you know, sometimes the lawyers, they just don't know.
Right.
And, you know, they do the best they can with what they have. But that's why it's so important that people get the best.
Okay, so David.
How long will it be on my record then?
It'll stay on your record for the DMV for 10 years.
Until
they change it to lifetime. Say it again.
It took place before the law changed to 10 years from 7.
Doesn't matter. Everybody now is 10
rolls
years.
Over.
It was 7, now it's 10. That's right. First it was 5, then 7, now 10.
So there's nothing I can do to get it off?
At this point, probably not.
But you can call, David, the law offices of Miles L. Berman, 888-4-TOP-GUN. Again, 888-4-T-O-P-G-U-N. Go ahead, Arsenio. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I notice... certain calls, you look at where they're from. Does that matter as to what advice you give?
No, I'm looking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm being nosy. What were you doing over there?
I was actually looking at the subject so that I could get a better feel for the caller so I can be prepared when the caller calls.
Gotcha. And
called preparation. That's why we're so good at what we do, Arsenio.
Check that out. Now, let me ask you another question. Does George Bush have a DUI?
He used to.
He got it expunged?
And years ago, I have no idea if it's still on his record, but you know, for all intents and purposes, it is because the whole world knows about it. But you see, that's one example where a DUI actually will not ruin your life. You can get a DUI and then grow up to be president of the United States.
Touché.
Wow. All right, we got Phil in Agoura Hills. You're on Arsenio and Sam filling in for the boys, Conway and Whitman, with Top Gun DUI defense attorney Miles L. Berman in studio. Hey, Phil.
Hi, Miles. Quick question for you. I was actually arrested about a year ago for DUI. I was actually below the limit. I was a .06, but I was driving very fast and just didn't arrest me. But that's not my question. My question for you is this. If I understand, my attorney explained to me that if I ever refuse a field sobriety test, that legally I've admitted guilt. Can you please explain that to me and tell me if that's true and what you would recommend?
I'm not quite sure what your attorney is talking about, because that's just not the law as I understand it. If a person refuses and you go to trial, the state will want to introduce what's a called the jury instruction, that it's a consciousness of guilt when a person refuses a chemical test. However, okay, so what? That doesn't mean a person is guilty just because they refuse a test. You have a constitutional right not to give incriminating evidence against yourself. If the state wants to prosecute you as a refusal, if the DMV wants to take your license as a refusal, you know that those greater consequences in the event that you do refuse. But now, in answer to your question, what do you do, or what advice do you give? I assume you're talking about what happens if you get pulled over for a DUI. You don't have to do the field sobriety tests. They're completely voluntary. If you're older than 21, you don't have to take the portable breath test machine. You have to be aware that the cops oftentimes, and I think this is sneaky, and I don't think it's fair, that the cops oftentimes have audio tape recorders on their bodies and are tape recording everything that you say.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, now, having said that, that doesn't mean that it hurts you, because oftentimes what the cop testifies to and what's on the audio tape, or for that matter, videotapes. The LAPD just ordered a bunch of videotapes. We love it. We'd love to have all of our cases videotaped, because 9 out of 10 times you'll see that the person is speaking clearly. He's doing the field sobriety exercises just fine. He's not having any difficulty. In almost every case where there's a videotape or an audio tape, the evidence that the cop testifies to at trial is completely opposite to what's contained on the audio or videotape.
Thanks, Phil, for that call. Okay, we're taking all your calls for Top Gun DUI defense attorney Miles L. Berman. We're going to take a quick break here on Arsenio and Sam, filling in for the boys Conway and Whitman. To get on air with us, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Or maybe you just want to call the offices of Miles L. Berman. That number is 888-4-TOP-GUN. 888, the number 4, T-O-P-G-U-N, with offices in L.A., Ventura, and Orange County. Quick break here on Arsenio and Sam on 97.1 Free FM, the FM talk station. My name is Joseph Simmons, but my